Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. And it is a Memorial Day weekend. Most of you have a three-day weekend. Enjoy it. It's going to be hot the second half of it. So you want plenty of nice, ice cold beverages around. Maybe you love wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. All at Brewer's Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. For Kia Hyundai, by the way, talk about Hyundai, five new Tucson sitting there, five new Santa Fe sitting there. Yes, they've got them. Sunbury Motors does. And a great, and that includes the great warranties. And not only that, the great service department that takes care of everything. Whether it happens to be routine, inspections, or diagnostics. It's all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. John Herra today, well, I'm at 4:06.
You got more to give, Steve Jones.
And we're going to give you more because we have the king as well today. Ladies and gentlemen, a person in desperate need of time off. I mean, we've gone from being bitter to just flat out angry.
Yeah, for me, I get an 8-day vacation, which is great. 8-day Memorial Day weekend for me. Wow. Actually, excuse me, 11-day if I count the next weekend. Yeah.
That's the first time I've had three straight days off since Christmas. All right, so
get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
It's true.
No, it has. You have a deserved three-day weekend coming up yourself.
How powerful is the NFL? Well, on January 2nd, which is the day we're going to celebrate New Year's this year, because January 1st is a Sunday, January 2nd, everybody has off. Thus, that means the bowl games. So you'll have the Tampa Bay Bowl. That's what the Outback Bowl is now called. The Cotton Bowl, the Citrus Bowl, the Rose Bowl, but no Sugar Bowl. Normally the Rose Bowl is at 5, which it will be again this year, and then the Sugar Bowl is at 8:30. Sugar Bowl instead is going to be noon on Saturday, December 31st. Why?
NFL.
The Bengals and the Bills. The NFL rules the roost. First bowl game, by the way, will be December 16th, the Bahamas Bowl, followed by the Cure Bowl. That's on a Friday. So there you are. A lot going on. Now we're going to get to a very intriguing quote. I don't mean the one where Roger said, get back to work. His picture's there with the quote underneath it. No, it's not. I'm just kidding.
Oh, my almighty!
I did that one time. W.K. Ulrich, who is just an awesome guy, and he and I got along great. But he is the owner of the radio station at State College that I worked at in the 80s, and his picture was up in the hallway, and I put underneath it, get back to work, W.K. Ulrich, and I put a date down, 1952. He saw it, he laughed. All right. But James Worthy made this quote. He was on a talk show in Detroit. And he was talking about the modern NBA player. J.J. Redick is not going to like this. He's not going to like this at all. But he said, quote, I mean, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar had 4 years with John Wooden. Michael Jordan and I had 3 years with Dean Smith. Isaiah Thomas had some years with Bobby Knight. So you learned the fundamentals. Not only that, you learned how to live. You learned how to balance your freaking checkbook in college. There are a lot of things. When you don't get that, guys are coming into the NBA who are not fundamentally sound. All they do is practice threes, lift weights, get tattoos, tweet, and go on social media. That's it.
Shots fired.
He said, quote, so you don't have that sound player. You have an athletic player. And that's what's happening to the game. It's a lot of isolation and looking for mismatches. Bill Russell told me one time they had five options off of one play. You don't see that anymore. Kevin Durant tweeted, quote, my midi is sharp, but James is right. This ain't the old days. So, let's delve into that for a second. Some AAUs are better than others. There's no question about it. And there are some where you don't get a lot of solid fundamental teaching. And a lot of it's trying to showcase who you are. How much team basketball are you playing? Makes it really tough on college evaluators. But in the era of one and done, even somebody, you know, when you're talking about the Kentucky players, the Duke players, I mean, what does or what did when he coached Mike Krzyzewski, and what does, and Kevin's going to hate this, John Calipari emphasize at Kentucky? What do they emphasize basketball-wise?
All fundamentals, hands down.
Defense.
And defense, yeah.
See, defense is where the fundamentals come out. That's where it comes out. And then when you're doing your defensive drills, you know, how do you cut off of a screen? How do you get yourself open? Where do you make that extra pass? How do you rotate defensively? How do you create mismatches? It's not as if in today's NBA we don't see some sharp passing that leads to an open shot. But when Bill Russell says they had five options off of one play, several passes to an open three, those are not five options. That's an option where you're just trying to see which one of you is open. That's not a lot of options. And some of the AAU people, you know, some of the people involved in AAU, not all, but some, what are they trying to do as players? They're trying to get to college if they can. Now, as time goes, it's going to be, you know, when they change the rules, it's going to be the NBA. All right? But how much are you showcasing your basketball IQ? How much are you showcasing your ability to make people around you better? If all you're doing is looking for yours. Because in order to impress them, they've got to be able to see you. That has been a consistent problem. In many, not all, but many of the AAU systems across the country. And that's where a lot of this work is getting done. It's in the AAU systems, not so often in the high schools. Because, you know, the AAU is where the elite high school player is going to showcase themselves. And that's been a common complaint of college coaches for a long time, that they don't usually get a, not always, but, you know, but they don't always get a completely fundamentally sound player coming into their program. They have to do a lot of teaching. Well, imagine now going to the NBA. Oy. It takes time to get there, but let's talk about something that the Celtics are doing. Now, they didn't have to do it the last game, but in game 4, they did this. They took an old Brad Stevens trick. It's a trick. It's calling it a trick's the wrong word. But you're trying to identify mismatches. Great. And I talk about that all the time. It's one of the keys to any sport. Where can I get the mismatch? Well, for Miami, the mismatch, because Marcus Smart didn't play in game 4, was Peyton Pritchard. Pritchard's a good outside shooter. He's a good offensive player, especially from the outside, but he's not a great defender. And I looked at Peyton Pritchard a little bit when he was at Oregon, because Penn State was going to play the winner of Oregon and Marquette. So I watched some Oregon tape just to get a feel before they played Marquette, just in case I had to go to Eugene in the NIT. And he tries defensively, but he's a liability. So what they want to do, Miami, is they were trying to get switches where there was a really good matchup for Pritchard defensively. But they were trying to get Jimmy Butler switched onto him, if they could. And what they did was they took Grant Williams and floated him almost as a one-man zone. And when the switch for Pritchard came, Williams would accept the switch for him, and Pritchard was able to go back and cover who he's supposed to cover. Smart. You know, Matt was telling me all about it. It was really a great conversation. I learned a lot. No?
Sure.
Yeah, sure. It's great. We got a Friday night Apple TV. Red Sox and Orioles. I don't think so. But those are older players now that are doing something like that. Grant Williams has been in the league a little while now. You got a lot of guys in the league that are just not great fundamentally. And not only that, are you enjoying the game right now? The other night, Miami was 7 of 45 in threes. That's 38 misses. And I talked about the Celtics and Bucks in game 7. In which 88 threes were launched between the two teams. That's almost 2 3-point shot attempts a minute. And after a while, when you start seeing a lot of misses, you're sitting like going, oh, brother. That's not, I mean, is that entertaining? It's interesting. We talk about the analytics era of sports, and there are a lot of good elements to analytics because you are trying. You know, for example, I'm getting ready for a minor league baseball season right now, so I've already got the spikes completely done. I've got the other five teams sort of done, but I've done a deep dive on Williamsport. That's the first series, and my next deep dive is going to be Mahoning Valley. So I've had to go through and research a lot of players I'd never heard of before. So there's all sorts of information from basic stats, which are analytics. You know, believe me, ERA, strikeouts per nine innings, things like that, are all analytics. They're just called statistics. Those are the basic analytics that are out there. And so I'm going through, and that's where it's useful. But it's how they're used and how the game is played. And they're telling players, the bottom line is, 2-point jumpers? No, you want layups, free throws, and threes. And that's all guys are concentrating on. And that's what James Worthy's talking about. That's what they're concentrating on. Instead of the base fundamentals of the game. I mean, Jaylen Brown is a fabulous player. No getting around it. But look how loose he's been with the basketball during this series. Every time you turn around, he is, you know, he's got the ball out there and is getting his pocket picked. Now, when he's not, he's scoring. But he's not playing good fundamental basketball. Can't keep having your pocket picked because you're trying to make some move to free yourself up to make a play. It's the fundamentals, and Worthy's not incorrect about the fundamentals. The fundamentals are so important in every single sport. All right, one of the fundamentals we have in broadcasting is we have to get to a break because Matt has enough money to go on 8 vacations a year, so we have to pay for it here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Brewers Outlet.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
John Harrod, 406, the King at 435. 90 more minutes of Matt Bitterness.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
It is Memorial Day weekend. Enjoy. Enjoy it, enjoy it. And that means Brewers Outlet's got to be a part of it. Absolutely. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. And believe me, the second half of the Memorial Day weekend is going to be hot, and that means cold beverages. Yes, indeed. Wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the six great flavors of slushies, by the way. And the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills. Indeed, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet. Reagan Street in Sunbury. The Beverage Supermarket. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors. 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia. Routes 11 and 15 Hummel's Wharf. Online at sunburymotors.com. Ford Kia Hyundai. Best in new inventory. And new Tucson's are in. New Santa Fe's are in. Okay, check it out. Great warranties, the best. and a fabulous service department to back all of it up. Which means inspections, routine, diagnostics, they handle it all. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. All right. Since I opened the show, I did not get a chance for you to express your bitterness in life.
Well, I've only got two things to complain about today.
Oh,
and they're...
geez, it just can't be happening.
but they're minor. It's not a huge gripe. It's just whatever. The first thing is I've had enough with Colin Kaepernick. And
he speaks highly of you.
And the whole media behind him, like, enough.
It says your kids are great.
It's just time for that to be done.
It's not your guy?
No, not really.
He's 34 now, by the way.
Yes.
Remember, I think the 49ers, because of how big his contract was, they were going to release him anyway. But don't forget, who is the one that said, "I'd like to be released"?
That's right.
He did. And everybody, you know, there's a lot of things about, there's not a lot of elements in the Kaepernick timeline that, for some reason, are not accurately portrayed. Maybe because they don't want it to be accurately portrayed. But I'm just saying, just remember that when it comes to, you know, how he got released, he probably was going to be anyway, just to be fair. He probably was, because of the size of the contract. The size of the contract was going to be the reason why he was going to be released. Because he saw the writing on the wall, he requested it because he then felt like he could go out and make his own deal someplace. Right, which I understand, but remember, that is the timeline. And the workouts are one thing. Look, if you want to give him a shot, give him a shot. Sign him, put him in some preseason games, see if he still has it or not. But workouts in shorts, to be honest with you, it can be kind of difficult to foul that up. Yeah, I could foul it up in a heartbeat, but for somebody that plays the position, it, you know, most of that stuff's about arm strength and timing. That's gripe number one by you.
That is gripe number one by me.
He needs to go away, you said.
Yeah, I mean, and it has nothing to do with this political stuff. You know, that stuff I don't care about. But I'm just talking about the hype that comes around him now because of that. And his abilities now, to me, aren't worth bringing him in to give all these distractions to your team. Could he maybe, at 34 years old, be better than some of these backups right now that are around the league? Probably.
Oh, sure.
I'd be naive in not saying that. But they're not going to create distractions like Kaepernick would now. So you have to weigh those two options. What's more?
That is what strikes me is... he could be a really good backup quarterback and could win you a couple games. I've always said that. But he's got to be willing to do that. And I've always had the sense and the impression from 30,000 feet that he wanted to come in and be the guy right away. Well, I mean, while I understand the sentiment, it might not be realistic.
I think that was true maybe a couple years ago. Not so much now, but I wouldn't be surprised if he still had that drive to try and take over a team once he got in somewhere.
Right. No, but I think now he's kind of looked at the handwriting on the wall and says, "Hey, look, the only way I can get in is by being a backup." So I do understand that. So that's one.
That's one. And then two is
a lot of angst.
I get why they made the call last night. I still think I still think Calgary got hosed, but
I finally watched the play.
Yeah. The non-goal that would have gave him the lead in the third period, and then they lose in overtime.
I would have called that a goal because I felt he got checked into the puck.
I agree, 100%.
And that's the only and I think there was a chance the doggone thing's going in anyway. I think I would have let that. Now, the conspiracy theories about they're trying to get McDavid moved on, the whole thing. The next game was going to be in Edmonton, all right?
And the home teams in this series have done pretty well, minus game one.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Which ends up being the difference in the series.
Right.
Between the two. But, nah, I mean, did I think that was a goal? Yes. Whenever, this is something that Dick Girardi and I, Jack Ham and I, when we talk about replay, we always do emphasize that there has to be indisputable video evidence to overturn it. So whatever the call is, and of course the fallback is always stands as called. Stands as called means we just can't make up our minds. So what was called, which I'm fine with. I never have a problem with that, by the way. I never do. But you have to have indisputable video evidence. I've looked at it three or four times. I can't find it.
And that's basically my problem, because the call on the ice, which, and when that kind of play is always most important, was a goal. And yes. I don't think there was enough evidence to overturn it. So yes. I'm exactly with you there.
Yeah, I agree with that. No, I agree with you there. I think that's exactly... You know, for Calgary, that's bitter, because, I mean, they scored... And, again, if he's skating in and makes some sort of motion with his right leg, okay, you got to take it away. But he's skating in. He's being checked into the thing, and it looks to me more like he loses his edge because of the check, and that's what causes the skate to do it. That's why I wouldn't have overturned it.
So, yeah, those are my two gripes today.
Are the Yankees, are they playing a single A or a double A team?
No, they got Tampa, and they took care of business last night with another fabulous performance from Nasty Nestor.
He's scuffing the ball, isn't he?
No, señor! No, señor! No, señor!
See, I'm the kind of person that hears that, and I take that as a yes. I'm just kidding you. I've never seen him pitch.
He's been very refreshing to see. I mean, you saw a little bit in him last year, but this year it's just been a whole different story. He's been a fun, fun story.
See, I've never seen him pitch. So maybe at some point I will. Well, obviously at some point I will. And it'll be fun. That'll be fun. Because it looks like he's off to just a great start this season. He's pitched well. All right. You and the King, of course, will break all that down, won't you?
Most likely.
Yeah. You know there are more Phillies fans than Yankees fans that listen, right?
I know.
I just want to make sure you know what the
audience is. Yeah, I'm aware.
I just want to make sure. I mean, you guys show a lot of love. I mean, I'm talking like big time love. I'm kidding. Celtics and Heat tonight. Celtics up 3-2, and Blues at home tonight after their dramatic win in Denver, in beating Colorado. The final there was 5-4 in overtime, so they've got Game 6 tonight in St. Louis. Very, very nice. If Colorado were to win, with all due respect to St. Louis, they'll have a Connor McDavid, Nathan MacKinnon showdown. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
And McKinnon, by the way, McKinnon played great in Game 5. He had a hat trick, which is tremendous. But they had a 3-0 lead, couldn't hold it. Led 4-3 late, couldn't hold it. Lost in overtime. Wow. Okay. And we talked about the James Worthy story, which I thought was fun and intriguing. See, I wonder what J.J. Redick's going to say about that. Now, Redick had played a full career at Duke. So Redick came in with every possible advantage of being taught by the best at both ends of the floor. But I wonder what Redick has to say about today's players and whether or not the game is as fundamentally sound.
I think he needs to take a page out of Kevin Durant's playbook and actually respect the players that once played the game for once.
Well, hopefully he will. He really doesn't. As I pointed out yesterday, bottom of the fifth, by the way, Penn State Rutgers scoreless in Omaha. Rutgers is the number 2 seed. Just wanted to update everybody on that. As I pointed out yesterday, he made the comment about, well, they won 2 rounds, they won a championship, blah, blah, blah. So I decided to go back and look because the argument was about Chris Paul. And, of course, Redick is the one making the argument. Now, I don't blame Redick for defending Chris Paul, but don't do it at the expense of somebody else. As I said before, as somebody who... I was very young when I saw Cousy play, you know, but I can tell you, Cousy... Ball handler, advantage Cousy. Passer, advantage Cousy. Shooter, advantage Chris Paul. In fact, kind of a big advantage. And Paul's also a better free throw shooter, too. Cousy was really good. He was 80%, but Paul's like 87, 88 in his career. He's phenomenal. But do you realize that... So I went back to look, and you can look these items up. Redick played, what, I don't know, a dozen years in the league? That sound right? And Paul's been in the league since 2005. Any team Redick was on won 2 rounds twice in his career. And by the way, I think one of them, he was a very, very bit player on the team. It was Orlando. Chris Paul in his career, it started in 2005, has won 2 rounds twice in his career. Cousy and his teams did it 6 times. So my note to J.J. Redick is quite simple. Don't you know from your own personal experience how difficult it is to win 2 rounds? You took 12 shots at it, you got 2. Cousy took 7 shots at it, got 6 with his team, obviously. Yeah, they include Bill Sharman, Tom Heinsohn, you know, Sam Jones, Casey Jones, Bill Russell, Tom Sanders, John, you know. Part of it, John Havlicek. Yeah. There's been a lot of downing players of the past here in the past 10 days. Why? You know, it was on this date in 1968 that George Halas stepped down as the head coach of the Chicago Bears. Now, his daughter, Virginia McCaskey, I believe she's 99 now. Does that sound right, Matt?
Yeah.
is still in ownership of the team. But he stepped down as a coach, and where, of course, he had been with the Bears. He founded them as the Decatur Staleys in 1920. In 1968, the NFL in the 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s was not as popular as college football. Major League Baseball was exponentially more popular than pro football during most of the ride for George Halas with the Chicago Bears, you know, up until he retired as the coach in 1968. If it wasn't for the George Halases, Curly Lambeaus, and others, and then you think of the players, you know, Sid Luckman, Mel Hine, Don Hutson. If it wasn't for guys like that, Bronco Nagurski, I mean, do you have an NFL that is what it is today? Respect the fact that those guys... Same thing with the NBA. Those guys don't do what they do. Do you have an NBA what it is today without the standard bearers that, when things weren't the easiest, held it together, kept playing, kept franchises alive? I mean, it's, yeah, the modern player, which is the best athletes we've ever seen ever at once in any sport, doesn't matter what sport, you pick it. Because of the training today, the sports performance, the 365 dedication to it. Now, in the pro level, they've got the salaries that allows them to do it now. Back in the day, they didn't have the salaries to do it. They had to pick up jobs in the offseason. They didn't have the salaries that they have today. So they've got all the luxuries today, and they take advantage of it. The best athletes and the best conditioned athletes we've ever seen are now. I think anybody with a brain concedes that. But don't put down the people of the power. Look, we're doing it. Hey, guys, calm down. Okay? Know them. Know you. They kept it alive, which then allowed you to have your career. They kept it alive and started getting it popular so you could have the contracts you have today. Because the NFL wasn't always as popular as it was. Baseball was way more popular. College football was more popular. The NBA was an also ran for years in terms of public perception. And finally, it finally got some traction when really kind of took off. A little bit in the 70s, it started to gain some traction. But then when Bird and Magic came in, boom, and that was followed up by Jordan. Okay, now it takes flight. You have to have an appreciation for that if you're a modern player. Don't look back and go, "Pah, I'm way better than Kuzi. Yeah, take a look at me. I'm an Adonis." Guess what? You got the finances to be an Adonis. And the only reason you got the finances to be an Adonis is because guys like Havlicek sold insurance literally in the offseason to keep their, you know, to keep money flowing into their home, and then went back and played basketball and kept the league going. No league, no you. Okay? Appreciate your foundation. Hey, guess what? You can build the most spectacular house. Lousy foundation, it cracks and it falls into the ocean. A message from this station and the Cape Cod Ad Council. All right, we'll come back more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. While Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday. Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.